Alright folks, welcome back to Steel Nerve Masculinity. Your daily dose of real talk, raw insights, and a whole lot of motivation to level up your game both inside and outside the boardroom. I'm Hunter Rivers, and today we're diving into something pretty personal. Burnout. Yeah, that feeling when you're running on fumes, constantly stressed, and every task feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Ever felt like your energy is tapped out, your motivation is MIA, and all you crave is a nap that lasts a week? You know that feeling when even the simplest things feel overwhelming? Yeah, I've been there. Listen, men, we're wired to be go-getters, problem solvers, the rock for our families and friends. We're taught to push through pain, ignore those warning signs, and keep charging forward. But here is the thing. Pushing too hard without giving ourselves time to recharge is a recipe for disaster. It's like driving a car with no brakes, eventually you're gonna crash. Hard. So today, we're unpacking my own experience with burnout, sharing the signs I ignored, spoiler alert. There were plenty. And revealing the strategies that helped me claw my way back from the brink. Because let's face it, taking care of your mental well-being isn't a sign of weakness, it's an essential part of being a strong, resilient man. Here are 5 key takeaways you can use to avoid burnout or bounce back if you're already feeling the heat. 1. Recognize the signs. Burnout doesn't just magically appear. It creeps up slowly, masking itself as exhaustion, irritability, and lack of motivation. Pay attention to your body and mind. Are you constantly drained? Feeling cynical or hopeless? Do simple tasks feel monumental? These could be early warning signs that it's time to hit the brakes. 2. Embrace saying no. This one's tough for us guys, right? We want to prove ourselves, help everyone out, be the superhero of our lives. But saying yes to everything is a surefire way to burn yourself out. Learn to prioritize your well-being and set healthy boundaries. It's okay to decline requests that drain you or don't align with your goals. 3. Unplug regularly. Technology is amazing, but it can also be a constant source of stress and distraction. Schedule regular digital detox periods where you disconnect from email, social media, and endless notifications. Give yourself space to recharge, reconnect with nature, or simply enjoy some quiet time. Trust me, your mind will thank you. 4. Fuel your body right. We are what we eat, right? But it's not just about calories. Think of food as fuel for your body and mind. Focus on whole foods, lean proteins, fruits, and vegetables. Stay hydrated and avoid excessive caffeine and sugar. They might give you a temporary boost, but they'll leave you crashing harder later on. 5. Prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about making time for activities that nourish your soul and bring you joy. Whether it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby, find what recharges you and make it a non-negotiable part of your week. Okay, let me tell you about a time I was totally burned out. It felt like I was running on fumes, constantly stressed, and everything was just blah. My work deadlines were piling up, my personal life was chaotic, and I was snapping at everyone within a 5-mile radius. Sound familiar? One day, I remember being in the middle of a meeting, and suddenly, I felt this wave of nausea wash over me. My vision blurred, my head pounded, and I knew right there, in that conference room, that I had hit rock bottom. It was a wake-up call that I couldn't ignore. I realized that I had been pushing myself to the limit for too long, neglecting my own needs and well-being. That experience was a turning point for me. So, what did I do? Well, first things first, I took a step back. I cancelled unnecessary commitments, set boundaries with work, and started prioritizing self-care. I started getting regular exercise, eating healthier, and making time for activities that brought me joy. Slowly but surely, the fog lifted. My energy levels returned, my mood improved, and I felt more capable of handling life's challenges. It wasn't a quick fix, it took time and effort to rebuild myself, but it was the best decision I ever made. Remember, guys, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of your mental well-being isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. So, if you're feeling burned out, don't wait until you hit rock bottom, take action now. Listen to your body, set boundaries, prioritize self-care, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You deserve to feel energized, motivated, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Until next time, keep those nerves of steel strong and never stop pushing forward.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.